think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lickman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, because Jersey Boys is going to be playing at the McCallum the 25th, 26th, and 27th, Nigel is honoring our local Coachella Valley Jersey Boy, the inspiration for the musical Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. You got to know the name of this one, Daniel. What is it?
I know the song, but I can't think of the name.
Okay, wait, here it comes.
Sherry?
Yes.
I'm one of those people, I will recognize a song, but I can't tell the name or the artist.
Well, we told you the artist.
You did tell me
the
artist.
Isn't that a good idea?
Yes, it helps.
We're going to get Frankie back on the show. Okay. As promised, Joey pals, from the Palm Springs International Airport, we say hello to Daniel Meyer.
Hello. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Yes. Big stuff. Tell me about Swoop Airlines. Is that really the name of an airline?
It is the name. It's kind of pretty unique, isn't it?
S. The other one is AHA.
Yeah, we've got some issues. So we had AHA, which A-H-A, an exclamation point in the name. That's actually the official name. And then we had Flair. That started in December. We talked about last show. And then Swoop.
I don't know. Do I feel confident getting on a... I always thought it was funny to leave on a flight from a terminal. That wasn't the best choice of words. This flight is terminal. But anyway, Swoop.
Yes.
Doggy dog. Swoop. Tell me about what do the planes look like? We're not making fun of them. We're just... Yeah.
They're really a great airline, actually. So their planes, their livery is white with hot pink. My favorite color.
White with hot pink.
Yes, big hot pink swoop down the side and a big, I forget what's on the tail. Maybe it's an airplane, something. I forget. It's like a swoosh.
Well, that'll really, like a psychedelic pink.
Not quite. So I guess, well, actually.
More like a breast cancer awareness pink?
Yeah, just hot pink, though. Just
hot
like,
pink.
Yeah,
no, that's different.
Yeah, a little different. Almost kind of like your photograph right here.
Okay.
Yeah. Not that the reader, not that the listeners can see that, but.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, so it's hot pink.
And where are they located?
They're located in Edmonton, Canada.
I love it.
They're a wholly owned subsidiary of WestJet Airlines. So if you know, if you heard of WestJet, they actually own Swoop. And a lot of them kind of, a lot of people from WestJet help operate Swoop, so.
I used to do Edmonton's Klondike days.
What's that?
It's a big celebration up in Canada. They have the Calgary Stampede.
I've heard of that.
And Edmonton's Klondike Days. I'd go up there. I worked with Nat King Cole up there singing.
Oh, wow.
One of the few times I worked with a singer. And they'd have bathtubs floating down the river. They'd put anything that would float down the river in a race. But I remember, I thought, how does a bathtub float? That's kind of heavy. But they'd put anything. And Trevor and Tammy were little kids, and they used to love that.
Oh, my God.
Klondike.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
That reminds me back home in Oklahoma, in Tulsa, the Great Raft Race.
Yes, it's like that.
Yeah, the people build these big
homemade
rafts
things.
And all kinds of weird things.
Yes.
Float down the river.
There you go. Edmonton's Klondike Days. That was wonderful.
Wow.
So Edmonton's beautiful.
I've been there.
Alberta.
Yeah, I've been there only one time in the summer. It was in June. And I remember looking at my hotel window at 10:30 in the evening, and I could still see daylight.
Oh, yes.
But that, yeah, so Swoop is great. They're an ultra-low-cost carrier.
Oh,
so
low-cost.
Yes, they do.
But the
really
only thing they do is fly.
Yeah, they just do Palm Springs to Edmonton right now. And so they were going to do seasonal, and they just announced they're extending it to year-round, which is great.
Because?
Well, it's great because, when it's 120 degrees here, we can escape to Canada this summer.
Oh.
But the reason they expanded, they just see some opportunity. So this time of year, they bring Canadians down here to the Valley to enjoy our great weather.
Yes, of course.
And they see an opportunity to do the reverse with us going up to explore Canada and, you know, cool off and do things like that.
What do they fly, a Canada regional jet? Or?
No, actually, 737-800s. Yeah, so similar planes, very similar to Southwest, which I know many people here in the Valley are familiar with Southwest. So,
but they're low cost. How many flights a day, dear?
Just two a week.
But that's still two more than we had.
Yeah, and then summertime will be just one a week on Saturday. So you can go, if you want to take a week and go up to Canada, you can do that and jump on them. Fly
great.
On up. But yeah, so they're good. And what's great, though, is that takes us now to 16 year-round nonstop routes. And 9 year-round airlines. And to kind of put it in perspective, in 2019, we only had 10 year-round routes and 6 year-round airlines. And 2019 was the best year ever on record for the airport. So hopefully 2022 is going to be even better.
The commercial that we're running from you don't use those numbers. You have to redo it.
We should. I'm game.
Yes.
Just tell me
what. So what are they now? 16?
Yeah, so 16 year-round routes.
Routes.
Uh-huh.
And 9
year-round airlines. And then in season, like right now in our tour season, like today, we have 35 nonstop routes operating and 13 airlines operating right now. And that's the most this airport's ever had in its history.
That's a good economic indicator.
It is. The Valley's doing great. People are wanting to come here.
Oh,
airlines
the
are
town
flying
is
them
so
in.
Full.
It is. You
What's
know,
your title over there?
Deputy Director of Aviation Marketing and Air Service Development.
Say that again a little slower.
Oh, sorry.
Deputy Director
of Aviation.
Aviation.
Marketing and Air Service Development.
Air Service. Yeah, I'm trying to decide if I know what that means.
Well,
development.
Yeah, so Air Service, part of my job is to work with airlines to get new airlines or new nonstop routes, and that's what Air Service Development
How
is.
How many can we take? Do we have a limit?
Oh, well, the only limit we would have is based on our facilities, and we are kind of busting at the seams, so to speak. But you know what? We have plans to start doing some expansions, maybe add some gates in a couple of years. So we're working on how we can accommodate even more flights if I get really good at my job.
But do we have room? I mean, we need the runways, and
well,
we need the taxiways.
We got that. That we're good. Airfield, we're good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, our constraints
right now
are
ticket
counters.
So you mean more terminal.
Yeah, I need some more ticket counters, and we'll probably look at ways we can either add gates. Capacity through either adding more gates or just putting in a system where airlines can share gates. Like if one airline's not using their gate, another airline can jump on it, for instance. So that's what we're working on. Oh, I didn't tell you something else that's really good.
Oh, goody. Late breaking news.
Yes. Alaska Airlines. So they started running nonstop Austin, Texas back in November.
Uh-huh.
They originally were going to stop that route in mid-April, but it's performing so well, they've extended it to June 3rd-ish.
Alaska nonstop to
Austin, Texas. Which is great. And if it keeps doing well, and if locals support the route, we might be able to get them to take it to year-round. And that's what we want.
How many flights a week?
Five a week.
every so weekdays? Or?
Yeah, I think Saturdays and Tuesdays are the days they don't. Because those are Saturday and Tuesday is typically kind of a slow travel day for people, but the other days are busier, so that's when they're operating.
Yes.
It. Yeah.
So Alaska is now continuing. It'll be year-round.
Not yet.
No, sorry.
So they started it.
I wrote it down.
It was supposed to end in April. They've extended it to June 3rd.
Okay.
So they've added on about a month and a half to it they've added. And if people are keep using it, if we're flying to Austin and people from Austin are flying here, we might be able to convince them to take it year-round and go to 17 year-round routes.
Oh, then you'll have to redo your commercial again.
I'm okay with that. I would love to have to redo my commercial.
Did you ever have a background in entertainment or school plays? You must have.
No, actually, no. I didn't. No, I mean,
I think he'd be good, don't you, Nigel? You're very people-oriented and very charismatic.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I have to say, I am a little jealous of you. I've always thought being on the radio would be a blast. And so I love getting to come here and do this show with you.
We're so glad to have you. We're listening to Daniel Meyer. Okay, wait a minute. He's the deputy director of aviation marketing and air service development. Is that even close?
That is exactly correct.
Oh, really?
When people ask what I do, I just say, I do the marketing or the marketing air service for the airport. I leave off all the other words.
Did you ever want to be a pilot?
I did. That's actually where I started in college, was going to pro pilot. But then 9/11 happened and all the flight schools got shut down and pilots were getting laid off left and right. And so I switched to aviation management and that's how I ended up where I am today. But I still think about going back and finishing my private pilot's license just
yes.
so I can fly myself. I haven't yet, though, but maybe one day.
Yes, what a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what kind of things are you looking forward to inside the terminal? Do we have enough restaurants? Do we have enough
video? Oh, I'm glad you
video?
Brought that up.
Oh, food.
Yes. Food. Who doesn't want to talk about food?
Yeah.
So right now we are down one restaurant because we had some get shut down because of COVID, but our operators got the others all back up and running, so we're good there. But
how many do we have?
One, two, three, four. Four if you count the little snack stand.
Okay, four.
Yeah, and then all of them have an outdoor patio area. We have the outdoor wine bars back open, up and running.
Oh, wow.
So that one's great. But what I want to tell the listeners is that this summer we're putting out a new request for proposals to get new concessions, new food and beverage and retail in the airport. So if anyone's interested in maybe getting their local business in the airport, please watch out for that. We are highlighting the importance of we want to bring more local Coachella Valley vibe and influence into the airport.
Have you heard of BuzzBox?
No.
That's the little, you know what?
Was that the wine or
yes,
the champagne?
Yes.
Oh.
It's the drinks, the cocktails. Drinks?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because they look like a juice box that children drink, but they're the juice box with the cocktails in it for adults. They have a shelf life of 6 months.
Oh my gosh.
They'd be perfect in the...
That would work.
Yes.
So I might get some for myself.
Yes, there's at all the stores. Yeah, forget the Joey Pals. But so you're going to put out a call for new concessions.
Yes, that'll come out this summer. I think maybe, I don't know if it probably... Maybe July-ish, but sometime this summer. So just
what do? Put it in the desert sun and tell us? And
yeah, so the city of Palm Springs will issue it on their website. There's actually a network of they can issue this RFP, so it goes all around. And then I'll post it on the airport's Facebook page and
yes.
social media. I don't know if it'll be in the desert sun or not, but it'll definitely be
just
on,
everywhere.
Yeah, we'll put it
out. And you'll tell us, and we'll put it in the daily date book and the desert date book
yes.
and the giveaways and...
I'll even do a press release when we issue it.
Oh, good.
You're on my press release.
I am. I love to get those. I like the website,
flypsp.com. Yep.
And that'll show the new airlines and everything.
Yeah, people, if it goes to flypsp.com, all of our nonstop routes are on there. The airlines are on there, restaurants, everything.
Oh, that's wonderful. Gee, thank you so much for coming by, Daniel Meyer. Let me do it. The Deputy Director of Aviation, Marketing, and Air Service Development at Palm Springs International Airport.
Yes.
Bless your heart. See you soon.
See you. Thank you for having me.
If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.